SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today, Ludwig Semfel, a great Swiss musician of the Renaissance.
Carmen in Re was the title of this melody, and it was composed by Ludwig Senfel, one of the great masters of music in Europe in the 16th century. Ludwig Senfel, who was born probably around 1486 in Basel and moved to Zurich in his early youth, was one of the most important composers of the Renaissance. His compositions, masses, motets, polyphonic songs, and instrumental carmina may be considered exemplary models of their kind and contributed greatly to the enrichment of music in the first half of the 16th century. In his Deutsche Lieder, German Songs, Senfel showed a predilection for texts with acrostics, and the song we're going to hear is of this type. It is a kind of musical autobiography and consists of 12 verses, the first letter of each spelling out Senfel's own name in one of the various forms used at that time, with double N. It describes his first great enthusiasm for music, his ensuing musical education by Heinrich Eisack, one of the great masters of the polyphonic school, and the gratitude Senfel felt towards his teacher. Here is the first couplet of the song, beginning with the letter L of Ludwig. Lust hab ich gehabt zur Musica. Love I've always shown for music. Senfel, who probably had entered the Hofkapelle, the royal court chapel of Emperor Maximilian I, as a singer at the age of 10, later not only became a pupil but also a copyist of Eisack and ultimately succeeded his master as court composer. He showed a particular talent for writing beautiful variations on melodies of his time, using a rich variety of vocal forms of expression. For example, on the folk melody Es Taget vor dem Walde, Daybreak over the Forest, he wrote no less than 9 variations, and he also wove this tune with 2 others, Wenn ich des Morgens früh aufstehe, As I Rise Early in the Morning, and Ach Elslein, O Little Elizabeth, into a delightful new musical work.
Oh,
An early master of what today we might call impressionist mood music, Ludwig Senfel gained great fame with his songs, among them, above all, his Deutsche Lieder. Like his contemporary, the German painter Albrecht Dürer, he often achieved a certain realism in his work by evoking the sounds of everyday life. For his Geläut zu Speyer, the chimes of Speyer, he was inspired by the sound of the bells of that German city. We hear this song as it was performed in 1960 at a festive concert commemorating the 500th anniversary of Basel University, one of the oldest institutions of higher learning in the Western world. In 1520, 1 year after the death of Maximilian I, the Hofkapelle was dissolved. Senfel left for Augsburg, where he devoted himself to editing the Liber Selectarum Cantionum, one of the most important collections of song compositions of the time. In 1523, he was named composer at the very Catholic court of Duke Wilhelm IV of Bavaria in Munich. Senfel, who as a young man had entered Catholic orders to become a cleric, also wrote many sacred polyphonic songs based largely on the traditional church plain song. Inspired by his Catholic faith and by the traditional forms of sacred music, as taught to him by his master Heinrich Isaac, he created some of his greatest works in praise of his church, such as the Missa Pascalis. With his masses and motets, he proved himself a perfect master in the art of the canon. Although following in the line of the great Western European composers between the 13th and the 15th century, and no doubt strongly influenced by them, Senfel revealed in his music a lyrical style very much his own, a constant evolution of melodic ideas of great beauty and impressive form. But the Prince of Music, as Senfel had become known by that time, had an open mind to the currents of the Reformation, which were beginning to make themselves felt. In fact, Senfel's life and career coincided with that memorable religious and political turning point in European history. When in 1530 the Reichstag proclaimed the Augsburg Confession, aimed at healing the wounds of the split in Christendom, Senfel expressed his agreement with this effort by composing a ceremonial motet based on Psalm 133, which became known as the Reichstag Motet, Ecce quam bonum. Its text was particularly appropriate. Behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. Thus, Senfel expressed a sincere plea for a spirit of conciliation to reign at this time of religious conflict.
Thank you.
That was the Reichstag Motet by Ludwig Senfel. At that time, Martin Luther, a singer and flautist himself, had already begun developing a new concept of the church liturgy with simple songs in German for the rural communities and more solemn sacred music on Latin texts for the big cities. Thus, the chorale, which was to popularize church music a great deal, was born. The distinction between sacred and secular music grew less marked, and the composers turned their attention more and more to the contrapuntal treatment of the voices. Senfel, with whom the reformer had corresponded between 1530 and 33, was Luther's preferred musician and collaborated in the creation of the new Protestant church music, even though he still continued to write for the Catholic liturgy and never wavered in his allegiance to Duke Wilhelm IV. But how seriously Senfel took some of the new reforming spirit is shown by his resignation from the priesthood and his marriage to the daughter of a wealthy Passau shipping merchant and customs official in 1530. When Luther, banished to the Wartburg, asked Senfel to write for him a special arrangement of a rather melancholy song to comfort him, the composer sent him a motet for four voices based on Psalm 118. Verse 17, and entitled Non moriar sed vivam, I shall not die, but I shall live, and recount the deeds of the Lord. Thus the great master and innovator of music paid homage and at the same time tried to encourage the reformer who had initiated a new era of the Christian faith.
Thank you.
You've just heard a program on the great Swiss Renaissance musician Ludwig Semphal. Another feature in the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation's transcription series, Musica Helvetica.